What's up, everybody? Episode number 143. How the hell is your weekend? I know it's almost over. How the hell was your week? I hope you're having a good one. If you're listening to this on Monday morning, wake up. Sunshine, it's time to start the week. You're not having a beer like me. I mean, if you are, then Jesus, what do you do for work? I know bartenders don't wake up at like 8 a.m. You know, they're getting to work at like 11 or noon, depending on which bar. If you're having a beer already, you might want to rethink your life choices. If you're running on a treadmill and you've already had a beer, I don't know, more power to you, because you're still doing the work. You know, you're just, you got a problem, maybe. I don't know. Who drinks a beer and runs on a treadmill? That's not a thing, is it? People don't do that. Anyways, I hope you're having a good weekend. I hope you had a good week. I'm just checking in on you, seeing how your week's going. I'm trying to get you through the week. Just listen to my ramblings for about how much time we got left. All right, we got about 29 minutes left of me rambling. Dude, I've just felt like a loser all weekend. Who's driving a motorcycle behind me? Can you guys hear that? What the fuck was that? That was weird. Dude, I've just felt like a loser all weekend. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm staying up to like 1 a.m., you know, I'm having a beer, you know, I'm having a good time. And Friday, Saturday comes around and I'm in bed by 10 o'clock. It's just, I don't know what happened to me this weekend. They wrote a song about it. Everybody's working for the weekend. You know, that's me. Every week I'm working for the weekend, you know, trying to get to my kids to where we can do cool shit. And that's the thing about it too, man. Kids will fucking wear you out. And they, as much as I wore them out, they wore my ass out, you know, like I'll go lay down with my daughter and, you know, I try to put her to bed. I'll hold her to put her to sleep, dude. And my fiance came upstairs and like woke me up. It's like, hey, aren't you coming back downstairs? Like, she's in bed at like 8:30. You know, that's her bedtime. And I passed out next to her. She's like, are you coming back downstairs so we can hang out? And I'm just like, no, I'm done. And she's like, okay. You know, like, I'm sorry. I'm just a fucking old man sometimes. I'm realizing that, you know. But it was a good weekend. It was a fun-filled weekend, dude. We went to the park. We fucking rock climbed. We went to the pumpkin patch today, which, by the way, I can't remember the last time in the middle of October. It's been fucking 85 degrees here in Texas. Luckily, we had the breeze, so we all didn't pass out at the pumpkin patch today. But Jesus Christ, what the fuck? I'm starting to believe in global warming at this point. Like, the what is going on? It was windy, but not cold. Like, in the morning, it was super cold. And it was funny. Connor got up, and she's like, okay, I'm looking at the forecast. Sorry, babe, if you're listening, this is not what you sound like. This is just my impression of you being female. So just take that with a grain of salt. She's just like, okay, I'm looking at the forecast. What's the weather going to be like today before we go to the pumpkin patch? And she's like, it's going to be anywhere from 65 to 90. And I'm like, that is a wide fucking range of like, we got to take jackets and also wear short sleeves under our jackets with shorts. Like, breakaway pants are the best thing ever invented, you know, just because, and breakaway jackets, just because any, you know, you're just like, wah. I'm good. It's summertime now. That's what you need in Texas. Actually, that kind of sounds like a business idea, doesn't it? We got to bring the breakaways back. Breakaway pants, breakaway jacket. That way you can stay warm in the morning in Texas. And that's how you have to market it, too. You have to market it as, this, you know, up north, when you go to Chicago and fucking Minnesota, you got to, I'm sorry I said it that way. That was stupid. You gotta buy your clothes from there because they know how to make them. They know how to, I don't know what special magic shit they do to it, but they know how to keep you warm up there. It's gotta be the same thing for down here. Breakaway shit. It's nice and warm, cozy in the morning, and as soon as the sun comes out, you just break out of that shit. You're in shorts and a fucking tank top and flip-flops. Breakaway shoes. Is that a thing? Holy shit, man. I'm just dropping idea bombs everywhere. But anyways, the weather's just been fucking crazy. I hate that I get on here and talk about the weather. It's just like, listen to my throat, dude. I'm just so fucking itchy. You know, the hayride didn't help. And, yeah, so that's what we did. We did a hayride. We rolled pumpkins around. I guess that's a thing people do. They had so many pumpkins out there. Rolled pumpkins around. We did a petting zoo, which I was kind of weary of. Dude, a cow licked my goddamn hand. And it's the worst. It was the worst. I've washed my hands since. I just said it's the worst. Like, it's still on there. It was the worst smell. Just god awful. It's like I went to scratch my face and I smelled it and it was fucking disgusting. I didn't expect, and I didn't actually know, I don't think I've ever fed a cow before today, because I didn't know they had like the tongues with texture on it like a cat. You know, it almost looks like little hairs they have on their tongue. I didn't know cows had that too. It was a good experience though, man. It was a lot of fun. I wish I could remember the name of the place. I would totally shout it out. The hayride was very informative. Great for the kids. Dude, just good family, wholesome fun. That's what we did today. And I loved it aside from the weather. Like, we were finding shade just every couple of minutes just to get out of the sun for a second. They had some sweet tea out there. You could buy in a mason jar. I guess we got to keep the mason jars, which my chick was like, oh my God, so cute. White girls love mason jars. I'm sorry to sum you up like that, but you really do. White girls love mason jars. Is it the name? Is it that there's a screw on airtight lid you can put on? What's the deal? What's the deal? I'm just doing Jerry Seinfeld stand up at this point. What's the deal with mason jars? Can someone write a joke around that? That would be great. I actually do have a Jerry Seinfeld joke that I wrote for him. I need to write it down on a yellow pad with a blue pen, because that's how he writes his jokes out, and I need to send it to him. It revolves around the Matrix. It would have been a huge Jerry Seinfeld joke in the 90s. Or I'm sorry, the 2000s, when the Matrix came out. It's basically like, what's the deal with the Matrix? They're in the Matrix, they're out of the Matrix, what's the deal? Sorry, if I blew your ears out there, I apologize. And by the way, let me go ahead and, since I'm talking audio quality of this podcast, which is on a scale of 1 to 10, let's give it a 5.2, just to be random. But it ain't great. And I apologize. Last episode, I have to listen to every episode before I put it out, just to be sure the audio quality is good enough. Not great, good enough. And, you know, just to be sure there's nothing kind of weird in there, whatever. I check every episode. Quality control, people. Is it? I check every episode. And last episode, for those people who haven't seen me on Instagram, or haven't seen me on Twitter or my Facebook, you don't know what I look like. I do not weigh 300 goddamn pounds. I am not morbidly obese. Not saying there's anything wrong with it if you are. Not saying that either. I'm just saying, personally, I'm not. The way I was breathing into the mic, it was embarrassing. Like, I went upstairs to talk to Connor, and I was, like, the whole time up the fucking stairs, I'm just like... Just like breathing. It's like, dude, move the mic away from your face. People don't need to hear you walk up the stairs. The fuck are you doing? This is amateur hour, by the way. If you were looking for a professional podcast when you clicked on Drink Until You Podcast, not here, bro. Not here. I just love it, all these other podcasts. It's like, how can I get advertising on my podcast? How can I boost listens? I don't do any of that shit. This is fun for me. This is like my little nightclub. If I had a disco light in here and fucking techno music playing, dude, this is the shit. This is all I want to do, you know? And that's the other thing I've learned about my personality too. Since I've talked about it a couple of weeks ago. I have been going to counseling with my beautiful fiance, you know, just to further our communication. You know, I'm fucking terrible at communication. I am so horrible at it. I didn't realize until the counselor is like, you're bad at this, that I'm so bad at communicating with people. I didn't realize. Like, it sucks, you know? But that's the thing I've learned about my personality. She's having us take all these fucking love language tests and all this fucking, like, what kind of personality are you? So I am an introvert. And I'm sure you know, you couldn't tell that by all the millions of guests that are dying to be on Drink Until You podcast. For all the millions of people that are just, you know, like, oh, Chris, I want to be on. And I'm like, all right, let's do it every single week. Like, no, that's not me at all. I am just a fucking brown recluse, introvert, you know, deep thinker. I don't know about deep. Deep might be going a little far, saying I'm a deep thinker. Yeah, I've just been learning a lot, man. Counseling has taught me a lot, and it's like I'm starting to connect the dots a little bit on myself. And that's kind of a cool feeling. You know, I'm like, oh, I do suck at relationships. Oh, I am not a great friend. Oh, God. It's not that I'm not a great friend. It's just, you know, I don't think about things, you know? And like I said a couple of episodes ago, my biggest problem in my relationship is my mouth. You know, I just get sassy or spicy, as she calls it, which, you know, I could do a little bit less of that. And I've actually done a really good fucking job, man. You know, the less I say, the better. Unless it comes to this podcast, like, you guys just get it all. You know, that's where we're at. You and me, guys, like, I give it all to you. I'm sorry. There's a pause button. There's a stop button. There's an unsubscribe button if it's that bad, which I don't think it is. You know, I'm being silly. But anyways, let's take another fucking drink, man. My throat's getting dry. This guy just drove by and I'm drinking a Bud Light seltzer and he's like, oh my God, I'm in front of my home. Give me a fucking break. I'm walking inside. Get off my case. Anyways, he didn't say anything to me. See, why did I react like that? Why did I do that? Why did I act like that to him? I got sassy all of a sudden. I thought you just said, the less you say, the better. And this random person you don't even know, you think they're judging you. They're not judging you. They don't give a fuck. I mean, maybe his face just always looks like that. I don't know. Anyways, I have something funny to talk about, which I've never heard of before. Apparently, this is a big thing, a big deal right now. Obviously, there's an election going on. I'm not going to tell you who I'm going to vote for. I'm not going to tell you if I'm even going to vote. Am I going to vote? Am I not going to vote? I got my sticker I said I voted. Anyways, sorry, that was sassy too. Jesus Christ, we're on a roll tonight. This is from MarketWatch.com. Want to bet on the presidential debate? For the first time ever in the U.S., you can do it legally. I wanted to read 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They have 5 things, you know, just random things that you can bet on. This isn't everything. This is just kind of an outline saying you can do this. I'm not going to give you the websites that you can do this on just for the fact that I don't know why am I doing the Donald Trump, like, you know how, like, in the NBA, when they score a 3, they do like the O with their thumb and their index finger and then the 3 fingers up. Like, I'm talking to you guys that way. Like, you can now bet on the debates. Sorry, that was a terrible Donald Trump. Anyways, here's some of the things you can bet on. Number 1, every time Donald Trump grabs him by the pussy. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Number 1, how will the candidates greet each other? You can bet on that. What issue will the first debate topic address? What color will Trump's tie be? Will Trump refer to Biden as Sleepy Joe? That's fucking great. It sounds like Sloppy Joe. That's amazing. I'm not saying I like the guy. Calm down. Calm down, Democrats. Democrat listeners. Will Trump mention fake news? That's a couple of the things you can bet on. I just thought that was wild. I keep seeing these advertisements on TV. I've heard people talking about you can bet on the debates. Isn't that fucking wild? It's almost as if it doesn't fucking matter anymore. It's just trivial at this point. You know? It doesn't matter because I'll be completely honest with you. I don't consider myself a Democrat. I don't consider myself a Republican. I don't consider myself any of that shit. Liberal, is that the other one? I just don't like either of them. I don't like them. Sorry. I don't care about a fucking party. I don't like either angry, probably racist, probably sexually abusive old white man. Sorry. I don't like it. So what am I supposed to do? Are you saying you're not going to vote? You're just throwing your... Why do you even live in America? I just don't like them. Is that okay? If you went to the fucking... Oh my God, I almost said CD store. I'm dating myself. Fuck. All right, let's go with it. Let's just roll with it. If you went to the CD store and you only had two options and you didn't like either, it's like Polka or fucking Mozart. Those are your only two CDs you can buy and you didn't buy one of them. Are you a bad person? No, you're not a fucking bad person. You just don't like this shit. This isn't my vibe. This isn't my thing, you know? And I'm of the firm belief that it doesn't fucking matter who you choose, man. It doesn't matter who you choose. You know, yeah, of course, there's little differences here and there. Some of you might argue there's huge differences. Okay, fair. That's fine. I'm not arguing with that. It doesn't matter who you fucking choose. They're still gonna... Everybody has an agenda. You know? It's, I feel like I turn you guys off when I go down this path, but I'm also not picking sides. You know, I'm fence sitting a lot. You know, I'm not saying your candidate's wrong. I'm not saying, you know, I like one over the other. I just don't like these people. I don't want to pick out of these two people. You know, that's all. Let's take another drink. Fuck. Actually, I got to take a piss. Give me one sec. Anyways, I'm back. Enough of the political shit. I just thought that was wild. You can actually, you know, put money on the debates. You can, you know, put money down and say, I think Trump is going to say build the wall 15 times. Whatever. That's kind of interesting. You can seek that out if you want to. I don't know how much money is in that. Can you actually win some good money? That's what I should have looked up. Success stories of betting on the debates. Now, Brett is a millionaire after debating, you know, after betting on the debates. That'd be fucking amazing, right? I always use the example, Brett. I have a buddy, Brett. Brett, I'm always thinking about you. How about that? Anyways, just a PSA, in case you don't know what PSA means. I didn't know a couple of months ago. Public service announcement. It is a good time of year to buy an extinguisher for your house. I bought three the other day. I bought one for the car, two for the house. And I just get it out of the box. You know, you got to pull the pin, you got to squeeze the fucking handle, and then extinguisher, you know, it puts out the fucking fire. I looked up this whole thing, man, on how to use it. And it kind of came to me, I've never actually used one of these before. Like, how fast does it come out? I've always heard it's done in like 2 seconds. You know, I started getting all these questions in my head. And I'm like looking at it, I'm reading the instructions and everything. And I'm just like, you know what I should do? I want to take me, you know, myself and my fiance out to the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the woods. I'm going to buy us three extinguishers each, and we're just going to have a fucking war, dude. We're going to start just fucking spraying, just so we can get the hang of it and also kind of have fun at the same time. Is that a bad thing to do? It's probably illegal to spray that shit everywhere. So I start Googling things. I start Googling weird shit. I'm like, is fire extinguisher juice toxic? You know, it's just like, it's not toxic, by the way. It is just frowned upon in the fire extinguisher community. But I just kind of want to go out and like, I'm starting to like invent this whole sport. It's like paintball, but it's, you know, just with fire extinguishers. You hide behind trees, you shoot each other, you blast each other. I'm not recommending doing this, by the way. I'm a guy having a drink on a podcast. So if you go out and do this and you get it in your fucking eyes and your nose and shit, that's on you. I'm not saying to do this. I was just saying the crazy thoughts I was having. I've never used one of these before. Actually, kind of might be fun. We get to learn and have a good time. Dude, the middle of the forest or the woods we go to is just going to be painted fucking white. But like I said, it's non-toxic, but they highly recommend that you don't spray each other with it. But you really should. This time of year, with all the heaters going, especially if you're in an apartment, you don't know what the neighbors are fucking doing. If they're fucking roasting marshmallows on the, you know, on the fucking stove. You don't know. You never know. So I'd highly recommend, you know, if you have an old fire extinguisher, check it. Be sure the pressure's good, all that shit. What was the thing I learned? PASS. PASS was the acronym. You pull the pin is P. You aim is the A. You squeeze, and then the other S, P-A-S-S, is sweeping motion at the base of the fire. So just, yeah, public service announcement. If you didn't know how to use a fire extinguisher, get three, at least, and go out to the woods and practice. Actually, I'm not giving you advice to do that. I don't want to get in trouble for this. That's what I'm going to do. That's my crazy fucking thought. You know, don't be a cheap ass. You know, your family's at stake. I know they're $30 a piece, but go buy them. Fireplaces in the apartment. I'm just thinking of all the fire hazards that are around, especially during the, you know, everything dries up. You know, you got all the leaves on the ground. Like, anything can fucking, at one spark, and you're just, you know, obviously all the fires going on in the world, too, are making me think this way. But, yeah, you gotta fucking protect yourself. And if you can't put the fire out, get the fuck out of the house. That's, you know, just public service announcement. I don't want any of you guys to get hurt. You know, don't roast fucking marshmallows on your stove. You know, a lot of people, I remember one of my apartments, like, they had this thing about, you know, being on the second floor, you can't have a grill up there on the second floor and grill out on your balcony. I know it's outside, but the flame goes up into where the wood is, you know, the ceiling. Sorry, I just bumped the mic. You know, the flame goes up and it can catch things on fire and, you know, it wouldn't be good. You know, so you had to take your grill downstairs, you know, do it on the sidewalk, whatever. You just never know. In an apartment, even in a fucking house, I mean, it's not quite the same. But if you're living in a big house with roommates and shit, then, you know, people get fucking stupid. They do stupid things. They leave candles while they fall asleep because they're trying to have a romantic evening and they fucking, you know, singe their ass hairs. You just never know. So buy some fire extinguishers and yeah, just be safe, man. Just be safe. Cheers, everybody. So just a funny little tidbit, I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I had these people calling me about my car's extended fucking warranty. I'm sure you guys everywhere are receiving those calls too. My cough has gone away, by the way. I haven't coughed all episode. Thank you, God, for that. Anyways, this fucking company just keeps calling me. I don't know who it is. It's like a different accent every time they fucking call. And it's just like, you know, we're wondering what kind of car you have and da-da-da for your car's extended warranty. It's usually a real live person. And I have to give you guys another PSA. And I figured out what works. I told them this isn't even a year this car was made. But I keep telling them this every time they called, and they haven't called nearly as much as they used to. I told them 1976 Pinto. I talked about this a few episodes ago. If you can sell me a fucking warranty on a 1976 Pinto, I will listen to your fucking pitch. But every time I've told them this, dude, they call less and less and less. It's fucking amazing. So, excuse me, PSA. How to get rid of these fucking people who keep calling about the car warranty. Tell them you have a year of a car that doesn't exist. With, you know, just whatever random car. You can say fucking 1954 Monte Carlo. Whatever. That's not a real thing. They didn't make that shit back then. But if you tell them that, they'll pretty much just kind of give up on you. Because they're like, well, we can't sell this guy anything. He's not going to give us anything. They hang up almost immediately, almost before they even say bye. So if you want to get rid of these fucking people, which I did, dude, I tried everything. I tried everything under the fucking sun to get rid of these people. I cussed them out. I was, let me speak to your supervisor. I was nice to him and tried to have a good, you know, hey man, just take me off the list. I'm sorry. I don't want this. I tried everything. This is the only thing that's worked for me. They haven't called me in 3 months. They called me the other day, and it had been 3 months before they called, since the last time they called, is what I meant to say. And they're just calling very randomly, very sporadically, and I keep telling them the same thing. So slowly, I think they're kind of knocking me. It'll probably be 6 months this next time. And after that, they'll be, you know, maybe a year if they even have it that long to keep calling people. They'll be like, well, this guy doesn't have anything we can give a warranty on to get his credit card information to fucking drain his account. Because I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. This isn't a fucking, your car's extended warranty. Get the fuck out of here. Are you from the dealership? No, you're not. You have no rights to any extended warranty. I just feel bad for older people. Because older people fall for this scam all the fucking time. I'll never forget one time they called my friend's grandma. They called my friend's grandma and they said, so-and-so is in jail in Mexico and they're getting the shit beat out of them every single day. Send us money now so you can get him out of jail. Like, it was a whole fucking scam. It was a whole fucking scam. And obviously, like, that grandmother called the grandchild and was like, are you okay? And the grandchild was like, yeah, I'm fucking eating Doritos on the couch. What the fuck are you talking about? I just got this call that said you're in Mexico and you're getting the shit beat out of you every day. It's like, I'm sitting in my apartment in Dallas. What the fuck? So you got to be aware of those scams, man. But just for future reference, I would just use what I'm saying. Tell them you have a night, and when I say it so proudly too. I'm such a cocky asshole when it comes to this because I finally figured something out. When they ask me what, you know, we're calling about your car's extended warranty and what year is your, what's the make and model of your car and what's the year? I say 1976 Pinto. And the guy gets back on the line. He's like, all right, thank you. Bye. And it's fucking amazing, dude. You got to take the little wins. You got to take the little wins in life, you know, with the big wins, you know, you got to take the big wins too, but you got to take the little wins. And this for me is fucking comical. And, you know, it's also doing what I need it to do. You know, get these people off my fucking back. I don't have a car you can fucking warranty. You know, and even if I did, I don't fucking trust you. You gotta be skeptical. That's the thing about it. You gotta be a little skeptical, at least a little. Like, I'm overly skeptical, but you know, for the majority of people who are very trusting and very loving, you gotta be a little skeptical. Like, wait a minute. Why are you trying to help me out? Who are you? What's your business? Who's your company? Who's your boss? You know, ask some fucking questions. Little victories, you know? That's actually what I'm going to name this episode. That's why I'm talking so slow. I'm trying to type this out so I can remember what to name this episode. Anyways, let's take another fucking drink. Cheers, everybody. Oh my God, I don't know if I'm going to finish this before the episode. So I don't have much sports to talk about. I know all you listeners are like, thank God. Chris, you have the weakest sports opinions on planet Earth. I know. I don't know. I don't know anybody's name. I don't really even know how sports work. No, my Dallas Cowboys off tonight. They're playing Monday Night Football. I miss that Monday Night Football. Who was that? Hank Williams Jr.? I miss that song. Not saying I don't like looking at Carrie Underwood. I definitely do. But Hank Williams Jr., what was his thing? All my rowdy friends are here on Monday night. Was that him? I loved that shit growing up. That was fucking great. Hank Williams Jr., I believe. The only other thing I know from him, and it's one of my favorite songs of all time. There's a tear in my beer, and I'm crying for you, dear. Ah, oh, what a great song. You've been on my lonely mind. Sorry. Tone deaf. So not a lot of sports to talk about. My Cowboys didn't play tonight. I have no clue what's going on around the NFL. Don't really give a shit. As long as everybody's losing, which is, or tying, I guess, would be the equivalent to losing for everybody. I will tell you one thing. The Tampa Bay fucking Lightning killed my Dallas Stars in the Stanley Cup final. Gut-wrenching. Excuse me. Happy for them. Excuse me. Jesus Christ. The Tampa Bay fucking... are they the Devil Rays anymore? They're not the Rays. They're just the Rays. They're not the Devil Rays anymore. The Tampa Bay Rays punching the fucking Houston Astros in the mouth. I'm honestly surprised it went 7 games. You got to give it up to the Astros. You know they have talent. You know they can hit, but they couldn't pull it out this time. Nobody banging on fucking trash cans to let you know the changeup's coming. It was a good series. It's over. And Tampa Bay Rays are moving on to the World Series to face either the Dodgers or the Atlanta Braves. I'm saying go Braves. Let's go Atlanta. Yeah, let's see that shit, man. I'm going Atlanta versus the Tampa Bay Rays for the World Series. We'll see what happens. I'm kind of excited that the Astros aren't in it. It's funny, I looked at the batting averages. You can find this on Twitter, by the way. And you can find me on Twitter, at DrinkUntilYou, if you want to. You'll see my face. You'll see that I don't weigh 300 pounds. I like the batting averages that they're putting up. In the postseason last season, the Astros are putting up, like, video game numbers. When you're playing the video game, the MLB The Show on Easy, and you're just cranking them out of the fucking park one after another. It's like batting average 385. It was nothing. It was, everything was above 300 batting average. Which is like, when you have that down the lineup, you're going to fucking win. There's just no way around it. It is so funny to see the comparison from last year to this year. Because it's like 195, you know, 215. It's just so low. And like it should be, because they didn't know what fucking pitch was coming, right? I'm not saying I hate the Astros. It just kind of, you guys kind of pissed me off a little bit, man. You pissed me off because I was shouting out my love for Altuve and Springer and Correa. And I'm not saying they're not good players, but you kind of fucking pissed me off. You know, it kind of felt like a stab in the back. I was on your side. I was like, the little guy's winning for once. Literally, with Altuve. The little guy's winning for once. That is a shot at his height, you know? You shouldn't have to fucking cheat to win. A fucking buzzer on you. Somebody banging on a trash can. Fuck you, man. That's kind of fucked up. I was on your side. Now I'm not. I'm not saying I don't like your players. I'm not saying I don't like the organization. It's just like, it's just shitty, man. It's just like when you grow up and, you know, you find out something bad about your favorite, like Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson was one of my favorite athletes growing up. And to find out that he went to prison because he was convicted of fucking raping somebody, it's like, fuck. And not only that, but when he came back, he bit somebody's fucking ear off because he was losing the fight. It's like, fuck. You're supposed to be my hero. What the fuck are you doing? You know, I'm not saying I put that much stock in the Astros, but it was kind of a, you know, slap in the face. I'm not saying I hate you completely. Anyways, let's down the rest of this beer. Let's call it a night. I hope you have a good week, good start to your week. If you're on a fucking treadmill and you've already had a beer Monday morning, you got fucking problems. If you've already drank at work, it's Monday. You got to stop. Yeah, something's got to change, right? Let me pause real quick. Let me down most of this and we'll call it a night. All right, guys. Drink Until You podcast. The only podcast that lasts until the last drop. Let's finish them off. Cheers, everybody. I'm going to give you a little sneak peek at my band's newest song. Dude, it's coming together and I'm loving it. Cheers, everybody. Have a good night. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. And I'll talk to you next week, guys. Bye.